In a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court today declared same-sex marriage legal in all 50 states. That means the status quo will continue in Alaska, where same-sex marriage was legalized in October. But for Juneau-raised performing artist Seneca Harper, the decision will change how he feels while traveling in the lower 48. He married his partner last year in Washington State.
It's going to be kind of nice to be able to visit more conservative areas of the country and to say, I'm not sorry at all. And to unapologetically exist as who I am with my husband and hold his hand that has a ring on it and be proud of that.
Joshua Decker is the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. The ACLU led the first marriage equality case back in 1970, and there were plaintiffs in today's case as well. He says today's decision affirms that same-sex relationships need to be respected everywhere in the nation.
We think that when you look back on today in the future, today's U.S. Supreme Court decision is going to be right up there with Brown versus the Board of Ed when the U.S. Supreme Court struck down segregation in the schools.
But former Lieutenant Governor and state lawmaker Lauren Lehman says including today's decision as a win for the civil rights movement is demeaning to minority groups like Black people and Alaska Natives, who he says really needed civil rights protections. As a state senator, Lehman led the 1998 effort to amend the Alaska Constitution to define marriage as between a man and a woman.
I believe it was so important for Alaska to protect its definition of marriage, which was in statute, but protected by Constitution. Marriage has always, throughout history, been a union of a man and a woman, and to change the definition into something else is a diminishment of the institution of marriage.
In 1998, almost 70% of Alaska voters agreed with Lehman. Pollsters found public opinion swinging for the first time in favor of same-sex marriage in 2014. Juneau Republican Representative Kathy Munoz sponsored a bill last session that would prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. She sees marriage equality as a step forward.
It recognizes, you know, kind of a basic right. And, you know, I think that's important. It's progress. And I know that a number of people in our community will benefit. And as a matter of fact, I look forward to attending a wedding in August. And, you know, now that this decision has happened, I think they can, you know, have much more to celebrate.
But there's more work to do. Munoz's anti-discrimination bill wasn't heard this year, but she hopes it will get a fair chance in the 2016 legislative session.